Yeah.
The Gemara is like this. The Gemara is on the Pesach Mashkuf Yuchasim Aleph. Okay? So it has to do with the end of the Haggadah. Okay, the conclusion of the Haggadah, the last kos. So the Mishnah says, Revi'i, the fourth kos. Gomer lovas a Hallel, he finishes Hallel. That's very complicated. At the end of the Haggadah, what do you do at the end of the Haggadah? The last kos. Okay, so the Mishnah says that the last kos simply, you say two things. You gomer lovas a Hallel, you say Hallel. Gomer lovas Birkas Hashir. And then besides Hallel, you say Birkas Hashir. Two things. Okay. So the Gemara asks, my Birkas Hashir. What is it? So the Gemara says, Yehuda Amar Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Masa. Okay. So Yehuda says that it's the Yalucha that you say at the end of Hallel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's Nishmas Kol Chai. All right. So and then the Gemara brings in a ton of Rabbanim and Brisa. Ravi Gomel Sahalo Vama Halago. Divrei Haftarah. And that's the way we do it. So you have three things comes out in the end. On the last course, you have Hallel, and then you have Ivi Halucho and Nishmas, and then you have Hallel Hagod. Okay, Hallel Hagod is, Yehod Lashem Kitov. Okay. So the question is, what's the Machlekes? What's the Machlekes in the Gemara? Okay. So it seems Machlokes Rav and Rav Yehuda, Vina Rav Yechan, whether it's Yalucha, whether it's Nishmas Kol Chai. All right, but the Rishonim, when you get to the Rishonim, it becomes more complicated. Because the Rif held really had a different system. The Rif system was that he said, Yehuda says Yalucha, Rav Yechan says Nishmas Kol Chai. And then his Tanur Rabban is different than our Tanur Rabban. His Tanur Rabban is you don't say Halagav over here, but Chamishi Amar Lav Halagav, Divrei Haftarah. And then the Rif concludes, the Rif says, Umen Hogad the Alma Karav Yehuda, Bitarvayo. Says the minute of the world is to do like Rav Yehuda, to say Yahuda, and not Nishmas. He says, the Tarvayo is the Birkas Ashir. When it comes to Birkas Ashir, we do. We do like Rav Yehuda, and you only say Yahalucha, and also the Halagadol also, but the Machlokes is where Halagadol is from Hosea. We start from Hosea, okay, not from Shem Alas, okay. So he says that's the meaning of the word. So in other words, according to the Rif. The Rif says that how do you resolve the Machlokes? He says, Min Hogad the Alma. That's funny about Min Hogad the Alma. I mean, if we don't know, it's the Super. So on the surface, you should say both. In the Super, so you don't know. But the Rif says the minig of the world is not like our minig is, but that you say the minig is simply you say Yahalucha, and that's it. You don't say Nishmas Kol Chai. Not like Rav Yechon. And then Halagadol, the Rif had it in Kos Chamishi. Okay. So the question is, I mean, what kind of a shor does the Rif have? Now, interesting, the Rambam in the Yad, Rambam and Yad passes like the Rif. So the Rambam says that Perikfest. Says Vomar Lov, he says Afkar Moshe Kos Rivi, the Gomar Lov Sahal. Vomar Lov Birkas Hashir, Vehi Halucha Ad Hashem Kol Masa. And then he says Barpi Agafen, and the Yesh Lo Limzo Kos Hamishi, Vomar Lov Halagaf. Okay, so that's the Seder of the Rambam. 10 minutes. But the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says an interesting thing. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says that he says in Birkas Hashir, he says that Mosmo Koshli, she says Birkas Hashir, who Nishmas Kol Chai, Ad Sofa. Here the Rambam says it's Nishmas Kachai. Ukemo Ken Yalucha, and it's also Yalucha. Either one. Adasov. Yikra Birkas Yishir Vim Amar Shtehem Areza Meshuvah. And Kapaskir says Vim Tzirif Shtehem. If you combine the two of them, it's Areza Meshuvah. So apparently the Rambam held that it's simply not a machlekes. That ma machado v'lo pligi, and it's either or. So the according to the Rambam, either one will qualify, and the best thing really is to do both, which is really our minute. So apparently the Rambam learned that it's not a machlekes really what Birkas Hashir is, but it's a question of which one's preferable. So Rav Yehuda held that preferable is Yahulucha, and Rav Yechanan held that preferable is Nishmas Kochai. But the question of what is Birkas Hashir, both qualify. That's what the Rambam says. The best thing is to say both of them. That's the way we know you say both of them. It's interesting. The Yad doesn't say that, but in the Pirush Mishnah says, why does the Rambam say that? Apparently the Rambam says it because if it were really a machlokas, so the Rif should have paskin. So what do you mean, min haga da alma? So the fact that the Rif says min haga da alma means it's not really a machlokas that's mutually exclusive, whether it's Yalucha, whether it's Nishmas Kochai. But they both hold that the term Birkas Hashir could be qualified either through Yalucha or through Nishmas. Either or. But the question is which one's preferable? So the minigolem was to say Yalucha. Okay? So the Rambam really explains the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. I mean, without the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, it'd be a loss. But the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos really explains why the Rif really went by how Minhag HaDa'alma resolved the whole problem. So according to the Rambam Shittas, it's not a mutually exclusive machlokes, but it's a question of which one is preferable. Well, both of them qualify for Birkas Hashir. That's the and it explains the Rif beautifully. I mean, Pirush Mishnayos really opens up the whole understanding of the Rif. That it's not a mutually exclusive machlokes. That was the Rambam Shittas. And that seems to be a Rif Shittas. Okay. But the Balei Tosfos didn't learn that way. Balei Tosfos really learned that it's a regular machlokes. Okay. So the Balei Tosfos say my Birkas Hashir Avira my Yalucha. Mashmalin Afilu B'Makom. So the question is, so Tosfos bothered with the question. He says, how could Rav Yehuda say that it's Yalucha? You always say Yalucha. So what did the Mishnah have to say? Have to single out Yalucha, say it over here. I mean, you always say it. So Tosfos is bothered with that question. Tosfos says, even when even in a place where even usually it was the Gemara says later was two minhagim, some say Yalucha, some didn't say Yalucha in general. So therefore Rav Yehuda says that even though in general some didn't say, but over here you must say. You must. Okay. The Nogu, because if the Gemara is put in a place where they were knowing to say Yalucha, Shita, so of course, you always say Yalucha. So why do you have to mention it over here? Then Taisa says, Inami, another answer is, Dafilu B'makam Shenogu, even in a place where they are knowing, Hava Mina, I would think, Dafke B'yomim. Only in the daytime when you say Hallel, the minig is to say Yalucha. Ava Balaila, but at nighttime, we're saying it at nighttime, Ein Tzarech Levarach. So you don't have to say Aluva. Mash Malon, so came to tell you that over here, where you think you wouldn't say, this is Lila, Mash Malon, that over here, this time you must say. Okay, so what does Tasis mean? I mean, it's a cryptic Tasis. But let's go a little further. We'll come back and try to answer. Now, interesting is the Rashbam had a different approach, you see. Well, let me go a little bit further to Tasis. So Rav Yechanan my Nishmas Kochai. So Rav Yechanan says that it's not Yalucha, but it's Nishmas Kochai. So Tosfos says Nira. It seems to me Hochi Perusha. This is the explanation. Af Nishmas Kochai. Rav Yechanan never said only Nishmas Kochai, but Rav Yechanan came to be Mosif that besides Yalucha, you must also say Nishmas Kochai. He says, why? If you're not going to say that, but you're going to say it's an actual machlekes, whether it's Ya'alucha or whether it's Nishmas Kol Chai, one to the exclusion of the other. Anon Kaman Avdinah. Who do we do it like? Okay, because we do both. So it's a machlekes. So why do we do both? He says, Anon Kaman Avdinah. He says, so it won't work out. Okay, so yeah. Well, yeah. So the question is, so why didn't Taisa say simply? So we do both and suffer. We don't know, right? Yeah, but it's not that simple. Why? Because Taisa's held that Yechosim in both of them. You see, so Taisa's held that Yechosim in with Melech Mahul Batishbachos in Yahalucha. And you also chosem in nishmas above Mishira Zimra. So Taisa says, so machlokes, you have to paskin. You can't just do both. I mean, it's suffering brachos. You see, so that's what Taisa says. That you see, our minig is to be the Taisa says you chosem b'shnayim. So chosem b'shnayim. So an angin kaman afdinin. You can't do it both. So therefore, Taisa says it must be Rabbi Yochanan held af nishmas kol chai. That must be the answer. Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean only nishmas; he meant also nishmas. Yeah, but the problem is, how do you just come along and just put an extra word in the Gemara? I mean, what do you mean af nishmas kol chai? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says one says it's yaluch and the other one says nishmas. Just come along and correct the Gemara like that is very, very difficult. But anyways. Taisus goes on, and he says, and why do you call Nishmas Kochai Birkas Hashir? So he says, Lefisha B'Shabasa Samo So Acha Psukin Zimra. So it's Birkas Hashir, because Nishmas is really the conclusion of the Psukin Zimra. So that's like the Rav one time mentioned, that Nishmas is really the full Yishtabach. And ordinarily, during the week, we abbreviate Yishtabach. But on Shabbos, Nishmas Kochai, that's the full bracha. For the Yishtabach, but during the week we were Mekatzer, and on Shabbos we say the full Yishtabach. And Yishtabach is the bracha on Pesukei Dezimra, because Abocher B'Shirei Zimra is Yishtabach. So therefore, that's why it's called Birkas Hashir, because it's the bracha of the Shirei Zimra, which is Pesukei Dezimra. So that's why I say Abocher B'Shirei Zimra. So that's what Taisa explains the semantics of Birkas Hashir. That's why it's called Birkas Hashir. Okay. Then Taisus goes on. He says, Rabbi Nachayim Kohen lo haya chosen b'halocha. Rabbi Nachayim Kohen wasn't chosen b'shtayim. It wasn't chosen b'halocha. Ki in b'nishmas levada. Mishim d'lishna the birkas hashir mash machar abrach. So he held that Rabbi Yochanan did not hold af birkas, af nishmas, that yachosen in both of them, but he held that you start with the halalucha and you're not chosen, and then you say nishmas, okay, and then you're chosen with the bracha of yishtabach, okay, yeah. So according to him, but I just want to explain it. According to him, you can't say. So maybe we say both misaf. Because you can't say you're saying both misafik, because you're saying yaluchan and you're not chosem, and you only chosem in nishmas. So he learns af nishmas means that you make one bracha out of yahalalucha and out of nishmas. So the question, of course, is what kind of a thing is that? I mean, how do we understand the idea of making one bracha out of two things? I mean, what's the connection here? It seems like they're two different things. Now, if Bechman came along and just arbitrarily makes one bracha out of it, I mean, it's a strange phenomenon. The underlying idea is a difficult one.
Is the same thing?
I want to get into the underlying idea behind the Rishon. But just let me introduce this one more thing in the Rashbam, which I think helps open it up a little bit. See, the Rashbam says a funny thing. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Nishmas Kol Chai, and he learns like the Baal Teisus, Af Nishmas. He says, the Hainu Birkas Hashir Masnis. The Ilu Yalucha, because if it was Yalucha, Anu Omro So B'Chol Yom Shom B'Sahal. So we always say, So he uses the Tesis as a question. Tesis question he used as a support for Rabbi Yechon. Now, why did Rabbi Yechon say, Nishmas, because Rabbi Yechon argued it can't be, Rabbi Yechon can't be right. It can't mean Yahlucha. Because Yahlucha you have to say anyway. You always say Yahlucha. So he says, Umaish no lele Pesach nanaka. In Lola Hosef. So why did he take, why did the Mishnah say that lele Pesach you say Yahlucha? You always say it. So in Lola Hosef owed Bracha Acheres, it must have been the Mishnah's trying to tell you something else, and you heard something, and you heard another Bracha. Behind the Dhamma, Allah Rabbi Yechon Tavayev, Kavuhu, it's a little funny here, in my shelter. But anyways, the Kavuhu Laacha Hawa Agav, Shetzorach Laoman Kila Kamon. And they were Kaveh Nishmas, if the Hawa Agav. The Hashti Ika Bracha Bachol Choda Bachoda. Okay, Vahochi Havi Milsa Shabbat. Now you have a Bracha and Kol Choda Bachoda. You have one on Hallel, now you have Mishnas. But the question according to Rashbam is, so what did Rav Yehuda do? If the Rashbam held that question is so unanswerable, that why did the Mishnah have to mention Yahlucha if you're going to say it anyways? You always say Yahlucha. So that's Rav Yehuda said it must be Nishmas. So what about Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda didn't know this question. Rav Yehuda is going to come as very difficult. Yeah. Yes, so from this, the Rashbam, this is the point I want to just use as a point to take off from. The question of what is Rav Yehuda saying according to the Rashbam. Because he shows, he argues Rav Yehuda seems to be right. Because if it's Yahalucha, so the Mishnah doesn't have to say it, because he always, the Tesis gives answers for it, but the Rashbam takes it as a proof for Rav Yehuda. What do you mean a proof for Rav Yehuda? What about Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda also, knew that you say Yahlucha, you always say Yahlucha. So from this Rashbam, you see one thing, that the way the Rashbam is learning is that when the Mishnah says you say Yahlucha, what it means is that this Yahlucha has a different key, has a different fulfillment than the ordinary Yahlucha that you say on Halloween in general. Okay. So the question is, what is this special kiyum of Yahlucha? So the Machlokes of Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says to say Yahlucha because it has a special kiyum. Rabbi Yechon held is the Mishnah wouldn't have to say it for the kiyum, because since you're going to say it, since practically you're going to say it anyway, so the Mishnah speaks in practical terms. So that's the Machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah speaks in theoretical terms. So the Mishnah is saying here you have to say it's underlining Yahlucha because it's a different kiyum. You say it's a different kiyum, but a different kiyum than the ordinary Yahlucha. And Rav Yochanan is saying the Mishnah wouldn't do that just for the theoretical kiyum. The Mishnah has to speak in practical terms, and the Mishnah, if it's going to tell you to do something, it must be telling you something practical that's additional. So that's what the Rashbam means. That's Rav Yochanan's argument. So that's the way he learns the Machlokas, you see. Okay, but what we have to get down to is what is the underlying kiyum of the Yahalalucha according to Rav Yehuda? What is new in the Yahalucha? So it's interesting. The Sefer Achinuch and Ramban also on the Chumash. So he mentions something which is I think the most significant theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's often overlooked. You see, all of the Shomer said that what is the idea? What does Yetzias Mitzrayim really show? Yetzias Mitzrayim shows not simply shevach, the odor, because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Yeah, that of course, but there's something deeper here, and that is the whole concept. Our whole concept of the Borei Olam stems from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because what did the Nisim and Mitzrayim prove? The Nisim and Mitzrayim, this the Rambam says, Ramban, and the Chinuch mentions it also. Chinuch mentions it on the mitzvah of Begat Balvincha. So the idea that it proves is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadma. Not like the philosophers. That the entire Bria, the entire creation, is a result of God's action. And he's the Yotzer Bereshis. He's the creator. And therefore, everything is under his control. Because Nisim show that he could change it, He can. The entire universe is under his control because he created it, and not that simply the universe exists because God's chokhma dictates that it exists and it exists eternally. That was the belief of the philosophers, that there was no Briya Shemayim Varetz. They knew that nothing can exist without God, and that God is the essence of all existence, but they maintained it simply emanates from God, and it coexisted with God eternally, you see. But not that God is the creator of the universe, and this is Maisa Yodov. The universe is Maisa Yodov, and he shapes it and controls it at his will, you see. So that's basically what Nisim, that's the idea. That's the philosophical concept that emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the central idea, our idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything Yesh Me'ayim. So from Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrate? Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates the Borei Olam, Briyas Shemayim V'aretz. So that's why the Mishnah says, according to Rav Yehuda, the theoretical idea, according to Rav Yehuda, is that you have to say not just Hallel, which is Hallel HaMitzri. See, Hallel HaMitzri is on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Hallel, the normal Hallel we always say. And Hallel HaGadol really is the Hallel of Briyas Shemayim V'aretz. The Rav mentioned that definition, but his definition is muchach from saying the Hodu. Hodu Adonai Adonim. So the Hallel HaGadol is really the Hallel on the Briyas Shemayim V'aretz. That's the Hallel HaGadol. So what the Mishnah is telling you, according to Rav Yehuda, is that if you say the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim and you don't culminate that Hallel with the Hallel of Briyas Shemayim V'aretz, of the Yotzer Kol, so then you're lacking in the entire concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The philosophical idea, that's the Yesod of our Dos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and created everything Yesh Me'ayim. So he's Kadmon, Mono Lekei Kedem. So this Yesod and Dos is what emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why the Mishnah says you must say Yahalucha. What is Yahalucha? Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha. What does it mean, Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha? So it's taken from the Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? Yahalucha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. In Tilul Dabit. Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha. Okay. So Kol Ma'asecha means that the Shvacho Shel Makom emerges from the creation. It's very nice of Ibn Ezra over there. Ibn Ezra says that if you take a look at the Ashrei, so you see that in the Ashrei you have like this. You have Okay, so that's fine. So, but the next one, Hadakor Hodecho, the Dibrali Miflasecha Osif. He doesn't say Yosif. The Zuzna Rasecha Yomeru, Yiduwascha Asaprem. Why didn't it say the Zuzna Rasecha Yomeru, Yiduwascha Yisaper? So there's no Asaprem. So the Ibn Ezra says, because the Zuzna Rasecha Yomeru, that when it comes to Niflos Hashem, so everybody can say Niflos Hashem. But when it comes to divulated, when it comes to Gibuloscha, when we say Akel HaGadol, what does Akel HaGadol mean? HaGadol means that the Shvacho Shemakom emerges from the Bria, from the creation, from the Bria Shemayim V'aretz. So over there, the Zuzar Sechay Yomeru, when it comes to talking about Nisim, so everybody can talk about Nisim. But when it comes to Gibuloscha, to showing the Shvacho Shemakom from the creation, over there he says Asapra. Why? Because there you're going into a different realm. A realm where it depends on the individual. You need a great chacham to be misaper and those kind of shochos, shall mark on. I mean, that's not everybody can do that. That's my separations. So the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim really is seeing the Kvod Shamayim from the Bria itself. You see. And that depends on the level of the person. So the Nisan it flows, everybody can miss out. But when it comes to seeing Shvach HaShem Makom that emerges from the knowledge of the Bria, from the universe, that's rare individuals. That's rare individuals. You see. But in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the abode of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the individual should learn from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has to culminate in the realization of Moloch HaLoretz Kvodo. That the Kvod Hashem is manifest in the Marav Masechet Hashem Kula B'Chochma Sisa, is manifesting the creation itself. So that's why Rav Yehuda says, even though you would say it anyways, but the Mishnah underscores it over here, because this is a separate kiyum in the Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you misafir Shvach HaShem Makom on that night, so you can't conclude with just the Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't get to the Yisod of Yaluchat Hashem Elokeinu Kol Masecha, that the Maisei Hashem manifest the Kvod Hashem in the fact that He is the creator of the universe. And if that isn't, if you don't conclude with Maisei Bereishis, so then you're lacking in the central idea, of the whole limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Anochad Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzasicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That the Yetzias Mitzrayim demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. And that his Shevach is manifest from an understanding insofar as man is capable of the Bria, of the Mice of Rishis. That's basically what Rav Yehuda's position is. So if Yehuda maintains it's true, there may not be anything more practical. But the Mishnah has to mention it, because it's Birkas Hashir, and this is the whole central idea of the Leil HaPesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so now let's see. How the how it fits in. To answer the questions that we raised. Okay, so that's why Tosfos says like this. You see, Tosfos' second answer. Tosfos asks the question that not like the Rashbam. Tosfos asks the question. He wants to say that according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda was speaking in practical terms, but he was speaking according to the places of judgment. Don't do the minhag. That's his first answer. But the second answer, he says, is afilu b'makom shenagu hava mina dafka b'yamin hava b'layla ain tzarach l'varach k'mash l'mah. What does Tosfos mean? It means like this, that it's even in a makom shenagu, but if it weren't for Rav Yehuda, so I would say that you don't have to say Yahalalucha over here b'layla. Why? Because the Yahalalucha, which is the Gemara for the Hallel, that I would say is in the Hallel Shel Yom, which is a Hallel of Shevach Hodor on Yom. But the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'd say that you don't have to say Halalucha, because this is a different Hallel. This is the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I would think perhaps that that's not necessary. In other words, the Amiras Hallel B'Leil Pesach is not the same Amiras Hallel as you have at all the time on Yom. The Hallel all the time in Yom Tov is the general Shevach Shel Makom with regard to the Kriyas HaHallel, which is the mitzvah L'Kriyas HaHallel on Yom Tov. But this Hallel on Leil Pesach is the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a different Hallel. So that's what Tosfos is saying. So you would think that over here, it's not the same Hallel. So there's no minig. Even the Makom with the Noeg, that's only in the minig with regard to the regular Kriyas HaHallel. But this Kriyas HaHallel is the Kriyas HaHallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Leil HaPesach. So maybe you think you wouldn't have to say it. So therefore, Rav Yehuda says, no, over here you must say it because it's a kiyum in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The kiyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not simply to say the Hallel of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to culminate in the Hallel of Kol Masach. You look at Hashem Elokeinu of Kol Masach. So that's basically what Tosfos is explaining. Now let's understand the other question that we asked. How does Tosfos come along and just correct the Gemara? That Rav Yochanan says that it's Nishmas Kol Chai. So the Rav says Nishmas Kol Chai. So the Tosfos says you must put in one word in the Gemara. Not as Nishmas Kol Chai, but Af Nishmas Kol Chai. But you don't have it. What right does Tosfos have to come along and just simply add a word in the Gemara? But according to what we're saying, it works out very well. Why? Because what is the Nishmas Kol Chai? You see, the Nishmas Kol Chai is really interesting. The Nishmas Kol Chai starts off with Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see? And then it goes through and it says that we aren't right to say Shevach. But then he says, Rav's Antonu with Sovaku Kantonu, and he continues, and then it says Kicho Pelach Hayoda v'Cholosh v'Chasishava, Cholatz Mosay Tamana Adashem Shukas Cholatz Mosay Tamana Adashem Mikamocha Matzalonim Mechaz Menavim Vegazim Miyid Malach Umiyishalach Umiyarachlach Hakel Hagodo Hagibo V'Hanora Kel Elyon Kone Shemayim Arts. So the Nishmas begins with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it concludes with the Konei Shemayim Haaretz. So if you'd want to choose the best vehicle, you see, the best vehicle through which to unify these two ideas, the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Borei Olam, that Yetzias Mitzrayim leads directly to that root, that's really the Nishmas Kol Chai. That's what Nishmas Kol Chai basically says. So Nishmas Kol Chai is the bracha that really expresses most perfectly the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the culmination of this idea in the conclusion. It concludes with the ultimate objective of the recognition of the Borei Shemayim Vaaretz. The Yid Malachu, the Yish Malachu, the Yarach. So the one tefillah, if you wanted to look for a tefillah that really does this most perfectly, that's really the Birkas Hashir of the Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what Tosfos says is like this. What Tosfos in the Rashbam, the Chachmei Tzofos, in contradistinction to the Rif and the Rambam, the way they learn is that it is a machlokes. But what is the machlokes? The machlokes is whether you do Yahalucha or whether you do the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what is Rav Yehuda hold that Yahalucha is enough? You can just do Yahalucha. So the answer is like this. The answer is they're looking at it in two different ways. According to Rav Yehuda, one, you have the Hallel HaMitzri, you say the Hallel HaMitzri, and then you have to qualify the Hallel HaMitzri with the Yahalucha Hashem Elokim of Kol Masa. So it's an enunciation. In other words, you say the Hallel, and then you mitzarek to the Hallel. Yimitzaref Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha Yimitzaref to the Hallel, so you qualify the Hallel through the Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha. It's a qualification. Okay? According to Rav Yochanan says, no, that's not enough. That's good. That's what they says, Af Birkas Hashir, according to Rav Yochanan. What he means is, if you understand the underlying ideas over here, you see that the Af does fit. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying, that's true. When you said the Yahalucha, you qualified the Hallel because you said Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha, and you qualified the Hallel. But that's not enough. You have to also have a lengthy bracha that interprets it clearly. You see, that's why he says Av Birkas Hashir. So the Av Birkas Hashir really is that he's moda. Why should he argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't make any sense to argue with Rabbi Yehuda. So you already showed the idea, the concept, that you qualify the halal with Yeduch Hashem Kol Masecha, Yeduch Hashem Kol Masecha, Bria Shemayim V'aretz, Duloscha Sapreno. I mean, that's the whole deal above it. So by saying Yehalalucha and being Mitzarif, concluding the halal with the Yehalalucha, you were Mekayim qualifying the halal. But qualifying the halal hills is not enough. It requires more. It requires a lengthy exposition of the tziruf between these two ideas. And what is the most perfect exposition of this idea? That's the Nishmas Kolchai. That's the Nishmas Kolchai. So that's why when Tosfos says Av Birkas Hashir, it's not simply that he's putting a word into the Gemara. What he's showing is, once you understand the underlying ideas, then you see clearly that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, not to remove the halacha, that doesn't make any sense. Because you said halal, so you have to qualify the halal. But he holds it's not enough. He holds you need, besides that, a bracha that explains clearly at length these two ideas, the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the culmination of the Yetzias in the Hakel HaGadol HaGibur HaNor. So that's the way the Chachmei Tzofa is learned. That's the way the Balei Tosfos is learned, you see. It's not, now how does the Rambam learn? If you go back to the Rambam, you can't just leave the Rambam. Because the Rambam is saying it's a matter of preferable. Okay, it's a matter of preferable. So if it's a matter of preferable, so what is the preference dependent on? You see? So according to the Rambam, it's a question, they're both Birkas Hashir. Also, fits in very nicely. Why? Because the concept of the Birkas Hashir really is to take the idea of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and bring it to its real objective. And the real objective is it's a demonstration of the Borei Olam. That's the real objective. So therefore, either one does it, according to the Rambam. But the question is, which one is preferable? So Rav Yehuda held the qualification of the halal is preferable. And Rav Yochanan held no. The lengthy exposition of the bracha, of the Nishmas Kol Chai, that's preferable. That was the question. But really, both of them are good. That's why the Rambam says, and if you want to be Yotze, that's what the Rambam says, the best way is to do both. Because then you have the qualification of the halal, and you also have the bracha, which explains at length the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Borei Olam, Baruch Shemayim Baretz. Okay, so it comes out basically that all the Rishonim were really operating with the same underlying concepts. The only question is how they learned the Gemara. Was it simply that was it a machlokes, or was it really simply a question of which one is preferable? That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rif on the one end, and between the Balei Tosfos. But now we can understand the three, because why is it that this last bracha has three things? According to the way we do it, we're not like the Rosh. So you do Yahalucha, then you do the Hodu Lashem, the Hawagadu, okay? The Hodu Lashem, the Hawagadu, and then after the Hawagadu, then you do the Nishmas Kol Chai. So what are the three? So the three are not repetitious, they're three different things. One is Yahalucha is the qualification of the Hawam Mitzri through what? Through the Kol Masecha, and the Halal Mitzri leads to the Borei Olam. That's one, qualification of Halal. The second one is to say the Halal HaGadol, which is the Halal on Bria'as Shemayim V'aretz. Okay? That's to say, to bring, and by the way, I mean, it also has Yetzias Mitzrayim. It starts off with Bria'as Shemayim V'aretz, because that is the philosophical world, Bria'as Shemayim V'aretz. That's why it's Halal HaGadol, is the philosophical word. It starts off with the Borei Olam, and it concludes with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. But so the Halal HaGadol follows the philosophical word. So that's why it's called Halal HaGadol. So therefore you have the three the three elements, qualification of hallel is element one. Two, the Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz from Tehillim, through the Sefer Tehillim, through the Hallel HaGadol. And three is the Birkas Hashir, where you have the Amira, the Sfiras Devorim, the Amira, which is the ultimate Amira that ties together the Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. Okay? So the three things are not just repetitious, but each one is a different facet of the same idea, basically. Is one is through qualification of the Amiras HaHalel, and the two is through the concept of the Bar Olam and through the Sefer Tehillim, and the third one is the Birkas Hashir, which is the bracha that expresses these ideas most perfectly in the Nishmas Kol Chai. Okay. Now, interesting thing is, as I mentioned, in the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's fine. The Hallel HaGadol, the definition of Hallel HaGadol is really the Hallel on the Briyas Olam. But the Gemara sounds like it contradicts this at first sight. Because the Gemara says, "V'loma nikra shmo Hallel HaGadol." Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Neisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam." Interesting thing. So the Gemara says that's why it's called the Hallel HaGadol. At first sight, I mean, it sounds like the Gemara is taking going into a small thing. I mean, Briya Shemayim Va'aretz. So what are you saying? Because is Machalik Mizonas Lachol Berya? Okay. So Rashi says, Rashbam says that he says. You see, why is this a double gadol? What's the double gadol? But the truth of the matter is that in Asher we say, gadol ad Hashem u'mahulo ma'od, v'legulaso ein cheker. Okay, because that's Godless Hashem is really the Briyas Olam and the Lasso and Chekah. So there is a distinct difference between man's greatness and a qualitative difference in the way we appreciate greatness between man's greatness and the greatness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Man's greatness is through his understanding. So if you see a great chacham, so what makes him a great chacham? His ideas, his theories, his ideas. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness is l'sfunas olam ha'ikar. And man realizes that he can't even begin to approach the chachmas Hashem. That's the gadol ad Hashem u'mahulo ma'od. So the mahulas funas olam ha'ikar is really the definition of the appreciation Chachmas Hashem, which is qualitatively differentiated from any Chacham, no matter who the greatest Chacham in terms of how we appreciate him. Because great Chacham is as good as his theories. You appreciate him, he has a good idea, so he's a Chacham. But the Chachmas Hashem is just the opposite. We see some of the Chachma, an infinitesimal amount of the Chachma, and from that is an awareness of a whole world of chachma that we can't even grasp. That's l'sfunas olam ha'ikar. That's the shvacha shel makom. That's gadol ad Hashem u'mahulo ma'od. Why l'sfunas olam ha'ikar? So that's really what Chazal mean when they say that Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam u'machalek mazon l'chol berya. That it means to say that the Borei Shamayim Va'aretz, the same one who's the Borei Shamayim Va'aretz, the one of whom we can realize that we're just grasping an infinitesimal amount of his chachma, the Borei Olam, that's the one that's machalik, that has knowledge of every berya, and is machalik mazon l'chol berya. What does it mean? It means to say that the Chesed Hashem and the Chachmas Hashem, there is no model that we can subscribe to that we could use to give us an idea of Chachmas Hashem. It's impossible, because it's completely counterintuitive to any type of concept of Chachma that man has. The one who is Borei Shemayim V'aretz, and the greatest manifestation of Chachma, that is Mechalek Mazon L'chol Beria, to each individual. That's Kiera Shemecha Maiseh Esbosecha Mo Enosh Kisis Gerem. That's really that's why it's called, that's what Gemara says. The Gemara says, why do you call it Ha'olah Gadol? What the Gemara means, not, it's called Ha'olah Gadol because it's Bar Olam. But the Gemara is saying the essential idea of Ha'olah Gadol, the essential idea of the Bar Olam is that the recognition that the Chochmas Hashem is completely counterintuitive, and man cannot put up any idea in his mind of how this Chochma works. It's completely beyond it. And the manifestation that is realizable, even on a basic level of Chochma, is the fact that when you see the Chochma of the universe, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is nosing lechem l'chol basar. That's really that's the idea of the, that's why it's called Ha'olah Gadol. Ha'olah Gadol, what the Gemara is saying is, what's the essence of the idea of Ha'olah Gadol? The recognition that we have no way of putting into some kind of a framework in our minds the Chochmas Hashem. On the one hand, we see the infinitesimal grasp that we have on the greater existence of infinite Chochma. And on the other hand, we see Nosing Lechem L'chol Basar, which is each yachid, every person, every individual is under his knowledge, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies him with his needs. So this the Gemara says, is the central theme of the idea of the Ha'olah Gadol. The person doesn't have that concept, so he's missing the whole idea of what the Ha'olah Gadol is. Just to say Baruch Shemayim V'aretz is not enough. Because say Baruch Shemayim V'aretz, a person can imagine it has some kind of a concept. He creates also, so he thinks he can put that into the way he creates, he can put into that kind of a framework. So that's why the Gemara says, no, Lama Nikra Shema Ha'olah Gadol, what is really, why is it called Ha'olah Gadol? Because it's a Hodu L'Kel HaShemayim, the Kel HaShemayim, and no Sing Lech L'Hol Basar. That's the idea, the Gemara is pointing out. That's the central theme. That a person must have the realization, he has to abandon in his mind any kind of model or framework that he has of Chochmas Hashem. It simply is inapplicable. Simply inapplicable. Okay. But let's get down to the, let me get down a little bit to the practical. So that's why the Rishonim say, yeah, it's interesting. They're very interesting chinuch, by the way. The chinuch on Tazria. He says an interesting thing. He says that, it's an interesting chinuch. I mean, I'm not going to explain all. There are problems. I don't understand what it means. But he says, in terms of the Mitzora, so he says that he says some people want to say that God's Ashkochas on the animal kingdom, and he says that is really a Das Rechoka. He says that's not true. But he says that we have to know that Baruch Hu has knowledge of every action of man. Okay. Baloni kochena derech mikra. You shouldn't say it's just accidental. And he says, then v'yesh lo nevo l'koin, okay. And he says, l'fisha deos rabos bashkochas okela alkol brua. He says, there are many opinions, yavo bo'arbe p'sukim b'mikra, v'ave mitzis l'horos ala inyan. V'yosef pina gedola v'tora sena. She'yesh kitos me'erim yachshivu ki yashkochas Hashem izborech alkol ha'minim b'frot. Bein anashim al kol shor barachayim, yesh ben kitos yachshu ki hashkachas Hashem baruch hu al kol yoni olam bein balachayim al kol shor dvar. Kloma shelo yisno eya dovor echad katan ba'olam hazeh rak b'chesed baruch hu. Nothing, absolutely nothing takes place unless it's God's direct will. Ad sheyachshu until I think even fall ol echad min ha'ilon that if a leaf falls off a tree, who goes all of sheyipo? That God decreed that this leaf fall down. The efsher she is acher or yigdam zman nefilosafilu rega, and the time for the leaf to fall off the tree cannot be a second earlier or a second later. The zedas rochol karbe menasechel. Says that's a far removed idea from reason. Okay, the yesh kitos rosh yachshu shelo yosim hashgachasel baruch hu klal b'chol in yomei olam bein banoshim or b'shor balechem. Who does a kofun? Rav Amar says that's the upper question. V'anachnu v'alei adas amitis l'fima sheshamati nosim hashgachasel baruch hu al kol minei balechayim b'chol. When it comes to the animal kingdom, it's in general. Klomar shekol min min haminim manavron b'ol miskayim la'olam lo yichlo v'yovat kulo ki v'hashgachasel yimosin kinim l'chol davar. The kinim haminim is his hashgacha. U'b'minu adam namin ki v'hashgachasel baruch hu al kol echad v'echad b'frot. Okay, so he explains that idea. But it's interesting. Later he comes back to it, and he shows you it's not so simple. He says like this. So at that point, it sounds like he's just saying Hashgacha Pratis and leave it at that. But he says like this. Later he says that... He says that Mishar Shem Mitzvah, and then when he comes to the second part, on Hagas HaMetzorah, V'chol Matamei Odom Mekriyo Frimo, so he says like this. He says that the reason is, why does he have to go through these processes? Sheshikach Dimyon B'Nafsho Baruch HaKosom Mibnei Odom. So he should think in his mind when he removes himself from people, Ki B'Siba Sachet, Yirchak Odom Mekol Tov. That causes a person to be removed from all good. Man yoshev midak ora. Okay, so he says like this, and that's what Chazal say. Who hivdo b'loshin hara bein ish liishto bein am lachaveru lefichoch michutz lamachane ahola. V'lachein roi sheyikra lechol adam sheyasur mimeno. It's mida k'neged mida. V'chlal gadol b'chol advarim b'mido she'adam moded bo moded in lo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moded to the person according to the mida that. He is a mother. So now he says, "Uferish davar zeh lo yedu rabbi." But understanding this idea, most people don't understand. He says, "Ki yachshivu leforish davar zeh etzel Hashem baruch hu bedugmas gmul b'nei adam." Because they think in their minds that this idea is similar to the way a human being acts. He says, "Shekol echad yishalim es chavero gmul kefi hatova she'osa imo kefi hara." And every person does the same thing, that he treats people according to the way they treat him. He says, "V'lo chen ha'inyin etzel Hashem baruch hu." Cholila, says you can't, cholila, think that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. Ki ein im Hashem baruch hu ki im tova v'chesed v'rachmin lola. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only tova and chesed. V'v'chol eisu v'chol shoa tuva muchon el kol aroi l'kal. And this goodness is always available. Says, so what did the Chazal mean when they said the midash adam mode bo modedim lo? What does that mean? It says hakavana lomar ki kafi maisei ha'adam im l'tova im lehefach yitochin lekabolah sagmo. He says, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hashpas Hashem is only to. But the difference is in the Makabah. He says, "Ki la olam ba'osu a'in she yosim kol machshavosa v'yasam masa the Digmaso Mamish Timashe Cholov HaBracha or HaEfach. He says he is the one that determines. The Tuvo is God love the Tuvo's Mole Olam, that's a constant. But man is the one that determines whether he's going to avail himself of this good. Okay? He says, V'chein amar kosev, ki lo ina mi libo, v'yage b'nei ish. V'chsiv gam ken ki lo keu chofetz resha ato. K'loma, she'ashem yizbarach lo yechayev b'ya mechefzo b'chiyur. He doesn't do it in a positive way, he explains. That you cannot imagine that if someone becomes sick, like an illness, like he's talking about the tzaras, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him tzaras. He says, that's not true. Well, Yechayev Birya Mechefzo Bechiyu. Bechiyu means positively, in a positive way. Ki Akel Atov Chofetz Betov La'olam. Because the goodness is always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval La'odom Hu Shemechayev Es Atzmo Binetoso Min HaYosha. When a person goes away from the correct path, the Yosir Migufo HaAchonos HaMachshiros Oso L'Kabal HaTovo, and he removes himself from the path upon which the good is available, he says, and he takes away the achanos, the preparations that are machshir him, that make him, that change him so that he's capable to be the kabel atovo. He says, a mashal also, he says, the mashal is, aholech al derech yashar oponim me'avonim, when we called over a mashal, a person's going on a road that's cleaned away, cleared away, and it's a perfect road. Yeshla derech geder coats and mikana mikana, and he has stones on both sides. For over achav and eschakech by goder v'nichva, and a person went through and he hurt himself with the thorns. Bamas ain lo mal isha zeh shashem chofis b'kriyasa. You can't say that God wanted this person to get hurt. Avalu agorim kilo nizal alachas b'yosha. Okay. Kemokein balachet midas adin techayin benu al cheto al kolpanim. You cannot imagine in your mind, think in your mind that God intentionally, in positively will that he be hurt. In interesting thing. Okay. So he says nothing bad comes normal. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki chol ha-mikro ha-ra mischadesh bodom hu-pu'uva mischadesh bodom ma-astoras p'nei Hashem en-no-esh. It is simply because the individual has placed himself in a position where the chesed Hashem is not available to him anymore. The good is not available. He says, kloma, she-Hashem meisir shmiroso me-olov mitzad chetah. He has put himself in a place where God is removed in terms of God's shmirah. So then he's naturally placed himself in a position where the ra is going to affect him. He says, once if he's makabel the onesh, so then he goes back to the original. Kamosha Kosov, he loves Chat and Posik. Bistati Fone Mehem Boya Lecho, Mitsau Ros, Rabos Vitsos. Voma is an amazing chat. Voma Bayam Rua Lokino Lakai Bikirbi Mitsunia Ros. He says, that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Posik means. The Posik is referring to the correct philosophy. When the Posik says, Bistati Fone Mehem, so the pasuk says, what will they say? That's a correct philosophy. That why did these evils occur? Not a Kaddish. A Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't bring the evil on us, but we have removed ourselves. So the Shmiras Hashem is always available. It's always there. But the individual in the Kabbalah has removed himself from that shmira. Ain't a kai bekibin. It's only Well, that's that pasuk is describing the tshuva that they will say, and they'll enunciate the correct idea of Ashgachas Hashem. Because if you have the wrong idea of Ashgachas Hashem, it's not a tshuva. So he says v'kosav chacham echad. He says one chacham wrote, Yodanu ki Hashem echad, v'ashinu yovo meham mekabul. The shinu God is one. and the change occurs from the Makabel. Vashem lo yishana masa. God doesn't change his actions. Ki chulo mein b'chachma. Because the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always everything b'chachma, and that doesn't change. And the only change is, the only change that we see is to be attributed solely, exclusively to the Makabel. It's a beautiful chinuch. And the chinuch really is saying, I mean, he's saying that that really is the essence where the Torah is predicting that Klal Yisrael will do. And that tshuva involves a very important concept, and that's what he's saying. And that concept is the correct idea of Schar Onesh. If you have the wrong idea, if you imagine in your mind a dogma like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is modeh mida keneged mida, and you imagine in your mind a model or a framework like the Ben Adam does, then you simply have missed the whole point. You have no sheches to the case. So the chinuch emphasizes the importance, and that's really the essence of the das. The essence of the dasa emes is to have the correct idea of the Borei Olam and to understand that it's not, cannot be placed in an ordinary framework. And if you do place it in an ordinary framework, then you miss the whole concept of the Borei Olam, and you really have no sheiches to the Borei Olam. That's what the chinuch mentions. So according to the chinuch, if you think, you cannot think of the tzaras, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person a tzaras in the ordinary sense, he says that is wrong. That is wholly wrong to think that way about the Borei Olam. But on the contrary, you must have the correct idea that the Borei Olam is mashpia tov, is, and he doesn't change. His hashpas tov is constant. But the individual has received this disease because he was sore mederach Hashem, and the Makabel removed himself. And Vanochi Astar Panai by Yamahu. He removed it. What is Astar Panai by Yamahu? He's saying that the individual has removed himself. So there is no more Shmiras Akel. And once the Shmiras Akel is absent, so the person is open to all kinds of occurrences. And that's the way you learn the pshat in the neged tzaras. That you must not think in terms of neged tzaras in an ordinary framework. If you do, you're denying the whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tov metvachol, and you're missing the whole essential concept of the Yesod Hadas. So the chinuch underlines the idea. Not just, we mentioned the idea in terms of the Borei Olam, Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bruma Shel Olam, Yosef Lechem Lechol Basar. So he says, yes, that's true. But in terms of the idea, the second most important idea, Hashgachas Hashem, in terms of that idea, you also must realize that you must not have in your mind a misconception or a kind of a model or a framework in the back of your mind that is a framework that is completely incorrect, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as you would imagine a Bas of Adam would act. Even the best Bas of Adam, it's a completely erroneous framework, and the person must remove that from his mind. I must realize that that's absolutely false and chalila that a person should imagine such a concept. And he must constantly realize that the chulin did not come because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you could say, it's an interesting thing, you could say, no, it's a good thing, it's an onesh. You can't say anything bad. Nothing bad, even for that happens to the goof. Nothing bad comes from the Borei Olam.
That's the arguable point here. I could see how there's Shanim arguing.
That's what the chinuch says is you cannot essentially what the chinuch is saying is that you are not permitted to have any framework. You're not permitted to have any framework about God's action and how God has done the Olam, that is a framework that's extrapolated from human activity.
That's what he said. That's for sure. That's not.
That's what he said. Right. And the only framework that you can have, since that framework is absent, there is no framework. What framework do we work with? This is the framework. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Tov Meitiv, Ein Dovor Ra Yored Milmailo, and from him is only good. And if we see bad, it's because the individual has removed himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meshana, it's his Chochma, and there is no Shinui. And the individual has, the Makabel has brought it about, because he removed himself from his presence, you see. That's the framework that is the correct framework that a person should have before his mind. That's what the Chinuch is. There's no machlokes. It sounds like a subtle point, but I mean the Chinuch was what it's, the Chinuch was right, was writing what the Chinuch really for young children and young guys. They wrote that they should. To interest them in the Torah and the ideas of the Torah, the mitzvah, they spend Shabbos learning Torah. So this is a basic premise without deep abstract philosophy. It's a basic premise that every child, every youngster has to know. Maybe not a young child that's 6 years old, but I mean a young individual from the time he's Olal Daito, from the time he's Bar Mitzvah. I mean, he has to have this framework and this. This framework that he cannot in his mind should be careful not to have a primitive idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out the Schar V'Onesh, but this is the idea that is the correct idea that he must have, and that nobody argues about. That's the most basic concept.
Which point that God cannot cause physical illness.
That from God is only good. And the Shinu, if the individual encounters evil, it's because of the Makabel. That's the issue. Yes.
How is it possible?
The goof in the house is to the Makabel. The house is the passive. When Asati negates her ass, that's a double cover. Okay, that's the thing. I'm bringing the Chinuch in for one reason. Because we. And I'm not going to go into trust. A lot of the areas we can expand it. I just wanted to mention this because that really is a part of Yetzias Mitzrayim also. I mean, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Chav Onesh. I mean, what is the pyro and the whole? It's not limited to Bria Shemayim Baretz. It's Bria Shemayim Baretz and Chav Onesh. So it's important. I mean, it's important to have the correct ideas. On the Leil, the Leil of Pesach, I mean, if a person has the wrong ideas of God and the wrong ideas of Schar V'Onesh and everything in his mind is completely erroneous, I mean, what shaychus does he have to the Kedushas HaLaila? I mean, very little, if anything. It's maybe a schar is an attempt, but it's not in the area. There's no shaychus. So that's why I'm mentioning this in this week. I'm not for the purpose of going into the Tzaras, but the Chinuch gives you the basic, and that's the Yisod Mubasa, the Chinuch is saying. And the mistake is that people insist on having in their mind some kind of a primitive framework. That's Cholila. Not a person should be wary and should realize that that's nonsensical and it's against Kol HaTorah. What idea should he have? This is the correct idea. That's from HaKadosh Baruch was only tough. That's correct. Okay. And that doesn't, he's not answering all the questions of the Shahar Gmola. A lot of questions. Right? But he's telling you the basic framework, which is less mandapoli. Everybody. Yes. The Ezuz Noro Secha Yomeru. It means to say that the essential Noro, that everybody could say. Everybody could say. I mean, that's the Leil of Pesach. Even a child. I mean, that's, you can understand that you can understand. He sees no rasila sasecha. So ozna mol kol yoshikin on, right? Ozna palo aluf. 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 Aluf Okay, even Dayan can see Azuz Norasecha. That's what he's explaining. The Azuz Norasecha, everybody can see. Even Abu Fayyadom and even Elim Orach. I mean, Dayan can see that. But Divrei Niflosecha, that's Niflos Hashem. That's like the Rambam says. That the Avas Hashem, what's Avas Hashem? The Shoshim is Bonein Odom, the Bruch of the Maisach and Ephloim. Ronan Chachmasa Shein La'er Chayin La'kids, that's not everybody. That's Asicha. That's a double Avas. So, of course, it really is a stepladder. The first thing is intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a person an opportunity to search and to climb higher into the upper realms of which eventuates in Maisa Dreshus and ultimately Maisa Merkava. That's what Tavar Mavah is saying. That's what Tavar Mavah is saying. Meiru, yes. Loscha Asaprema. One leads to the other, but a lot of the trail gets very thin when you go into the Divinity for Seven. That's not everybody's capable of doing that. It's the greatest law. Okay. So getting back to the Hallel, to the Amiras Hallel. So basically what the Rishonim say is like this, that there is a big question. You have a big problem with the Bracha of Hallel on the night of Pesach. The Bracha of Hallel on the night of Pesach. So that's why the Rishonim says, like Ramban says, that you know what to say the Hallel in Shul. In Shul. And many Shuls are good. I mean, if you look at the Ramban, really, there's an awful lot of Ramban is an awful lot of writers. That it's Rishonim. It's Yerushalmi, and you go through all the sheets, it's in the Sechet Sofer. The Rambam, interestingly enough, the Rambam does not have it. Some strange reason the Rambam does not have it. But I mentioned that the Rav said the name Rav Chaim held that the Hallel in the night of Pesach. You say with the Bracha, there's no question, because it's a Divrei Kabbalah. Kalel is Kaddish Chag. It's Kalel is Kaddish Chag. So the Ramban says that's why if you say Hallel and Shul, you really, and Rishonim said, if you say Hallel and Shul, so you really solve the problem of the Bracha on Hallel by the Seder. So really that's why we say Hallel. But the only thing in a practical way, if you want, I mean, you definitely could say Hallel with the Bracha, there's no question about it. But if you want to, what we'll do is we'll have the shot say it with a bracha, and the tzibur can have a mind to be yotzei the bracha. That's always have the same kiyum. The first bracha and yahalucha. But with that, really, you yotzei the question of the problem of the bracha for the howl by the seder. The bracha for the Hallel by the Seder. Yeah. But, that's a good question. So Rishonim say, many Rishonim say you can't say that there's a hefsik. The problem is the hefsik in our gut. So Ramban says not a hefsik. Ramban says no hefsik. Ramban held the mechuyif to make the Birkas HaHallel on the Hallel in the Suda. I mean, yeah, and then the Lel of the Lel of Pesach. And the Suda is not a hefsik.
Why my shul isn't a hefsik?
Because he holds it's not a hefsek, because he says, it's interesting, he says, why, and it's a good question, why isn't it a hefsek? But he says it's not a hefsek because that's the Seder Advar. He says that's the Seder Advar. Okay, he says that's the Seder Advar.
It's in there.
It's
open to.
Okay, I got it.
Small. Yeah.
That's tricky. You think it's for something?
I don't know. 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 I don
Yeah, okay. So now he says like this. It's, by the way, it seemed that you should say really Yalalucha after the Siyam Mahalo. If you have a different Haggadah, there are different ways it ends up. But it would seem from the Sugya is that you say Yalalucha after Siyam Mahalo. So then the Yotzer right away, the Rambam Shita and the Rif Shita. Okay? But.
After Siyam Mahalo, a mitzvah.
Excuse me, after Halo, a mitzvah. Right? The second half. Right? Yalucha. After the halachah, and then you should say the nishmas and bichosim with the yishtabach, but not to put the halalucha after yishtabach, because then it seems very difficult. Because the you have to have main chasima samocha chasima, and you're interrupting the chasima with the halalucha. It's a strange kind of a situation. The way if you say your halalucha after Hallel, and then you say Nishmas Kol Chai and the Chasima for Yishtabach, it would seem even according to the Rambam, yes. Because the Rambam himself says he could say he could be Mitzarif them together. So, and it's Mashma from the Rambam, one Chasima. It's Mashma from the Rambam, one Chasima. So, the only question you could ask is the Hallel Gadol in the middle of a Masik? But it seems not, because it's not a Masik, because it's the same meaning. It's the same meaning. The Halal Gadol is the same meaning. Okay? The Halal Gadol is the same meaning. That's doing it from Kisvei Kodesh, from Sefer Tehillim. So it would seem that that's the best way to do it. Yalucha after, many Gadols have it. Yalucha after Halal, then Halal Gadol, and then Nishmas and Yechosim. And Rav Chaim said that you should be Chosim Melech Mehul Batishbachos, Keil Ha'ados Adam Neflos. Because this way you Yotze, according to the sheet that it holds, that the Chasima is Melech Mehul Batishbachos. Because you have Melech Mehul, then you just keep going. Kela, those don't have Melech Mehul, okay. So, at any rate, instead of saying the way we say, because there's two chasimis for this, two gersos, it's basically the same. We say, Baruch Bar Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol Bat Yishbachos. So instead of saying, Kel Melech Gadol Bat Yishbachos, so he said, say Melech Mehul Bat Yishbachos. Some always say it that way, anyways. It is definitely good for the holidays. So you have nothing to lose by doing that. And then, it comes out you are chosen melech mehul batishbachos according to those that hold it, that should be chosen. Okay, so that's the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. Yalucha, halal gadol, nishmas, melech mehul batishbachos, keil ados zanaflos to the end of the bracha. Okay.
No chasim on yalucha.
Right. No chasim on yalucha. Because then you're going to get involved in the seven brachos. Okay. So at any rate, getting back to the Ramban. So the Ramban says, yeah. So Ramban says, we mentioned also from Tesis's Mashma. From Tesis's Mashma that the Hallel was with the Bracha. Because Tesis's whole question was, Tesis and Rashbam, they said, what do you have to say? Mention Halucha here for? You always say Halucha. Remember that was Tesis's question. So apparently Tesis had to say with the Bracha, because out of Bracha, I mean, what do you don't say Halucha? So there are many Shitas that seem clear that the Hallel of Leila Pesach requires a Bracha. And the Ramban goes on. It's a very nice Ramban. You have a chance to take a look at it. Kufi Zayin on the days and Pesach. So it brings a lot of right. I'm not going to be able to point it. But he says like this. He says, Mikan nireshu kishu koreso bebeso ton brocha. Shu b'chol yomim shayyach gomer in his halo. Because he quotes from Sechat Tzofim that counts it as one of the days that you gomer halo. He says, Elashim kogam b'kor bebeso knesses in its tzorach. If he said the Hallel and Shul like we do, he says then you don't have to make a bracha. Shekvah pirach birach barav. Because you already made a bracha. Okay, but your question is a question. But how does that bracha help you 2 hours later for the Hallel that you're saying by the Seder? That seems paradoxical. Okay. Then he asks a question. He says, I the Gemara in the Bavli doesn't mention that Hallel. So he says, so you'll ask. The Gemara Dilan, he says, Tani Lodder of Shimon ben Yotzer, Shmon Asa Yom Yachad Gomer and Sahal of Log Tani Lele Shal Pesach. He says, Zuay Nesla. He says, the awesome Hallel Dal Asiyas Mitzvahs Log Tani. Because that's not a Hallel on Asiyas Mitzvahs. That's the Hallel on the Kedusha Sayyom of the Regal, of the Yom. Okay? Teida do Lomani Nami Shebeshritas Psochem. The Tani Lugmas Nisan Asa. He says, the Bavli doesn't mention, what about the Hallel that you said on the Achilas of Pesach? The Mishnah says that on the Achilas of Pesach, you say the Hallel at the time of the eating of the Pesach. Okay? So that's what he says. So he says he's convinced that it's not possible to have Hallel on Little Pesach without a bracha. But he says it can be Yotzei on the bracha on the Hallel on Basic Nesses. Okay. So now he says like this. In the end, he concludes like this. He says the Tamal Atzmacha. Says he's speaking to the ones that don't make a bracha. He says, Hey Yachlo Ye Ton Bracha. He says, how could you possibly say that this halal doesn't require bracha? He says, there is no halal bigger than that. He says, okay.
Before.
Yeah, but does it say Ton Hal Bachilasa?
No, because now he's trying to bring a riot that there has to be that way.
Say it again.
In other words, before he was saying it's an open thing that even though it has the 18, but it's openly in the Mishnah that Shchitas Pesachim is Ton Hal. Now he's trying to bring a riot.
Listen, who cares about Shchitas Pesachim? We're talking about the night of the Pesach.
No, I'm saying that before he was trying to show you that the 18 listed aren't all the Halals you say during a year.
No, I understand that.
But
because it doesn't mention Shchitas Pesachim.
Right, but now you're saying
talking
about Achila.
Yeah, I understand. Oh,
okay, you said
Achila
before.
When I was talking to the
Gemara
before I said
Achila?
Yeah.
Now, was it on all the time?
Now it's on.
Was it on all
the time? Last 10 minutes.
The cover Kriya didn't get Kriya on
that last thing now.
So the difference in Kriya and Amira is where you say something yourself, your own words, your formula. And Kriya is where you have a given text and you're just going through the text. That's Kriya. So the question is, where did the Rambam get this idea of Kriya by Agatha? I mean, where's the Kriya? There's no Chafetz Chaim Kriya. There's no text. It's Amira. Okay, it's Amira. That's the question. And the Rambam is clear that this cut. Okay, I'm going to say, So there's a concept of Kriya. Where did the Rambam derive that concept? That's the question. Okay.
Seems the Gemara, which it seems that I'm got it from, says Omer Agat.
Omer Agat. Good. It's not possible. I said another. It's a question even more. Okay. Yep. Good. Okay. I found something interesting. That you have Kriyas Parshas Bikur. Likros Allah Bikur. So there's a very interesting chinuch. The chinuch says like this. He says like this. He says an interesting thing. He says, Mishor Sheyam Mitzvah, Tuf Reshvah. Very interesting thing. He says, Mishor Sheyam Mitzvah, why is the person that brings the Bikurim Kare? So he says, because through the Amira, he's Ma'or Oliva. Okay, that's correct. Okay, we understand that. In other words, the Amira brings to fruition is his ideas and his thoughts. So that Amira lacks. So he says like this. He says, and a person has to realize that everything is Me'es Adon Allah. Yisapra Chasarov. He says like this. Then he says like this. When the Inyan Azeh, from this Inyan, from the Kriyas Parshas Bikurim, Yesh Lanu Lilmo, we should learn Betilo Seinen V'Sachanu Ne'eh. In our tefillos and in our tachanunim, lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu, he says, "L'dakdek ma'od, be very careful, u'lehizor b'lashon, and to be careful with the language. She'ein lomar dovar lifnei Hashem, you shouldn't say a word before God, ki in b'dikto gadol, unless it's perfect. The words are perfect." He says, "U'zechor zebini v'shamreil." He says, "Remember this and keep this idea." That's really, really from Kehelas. That person is very careful. He should be very careful. He doesn't just pour his heart out, so to speak, and say whatever he wants before God. Yes, I mean, he has to say things that have meaning, but the main idea of Lifnei Hashem is every word has to be precisely formulated very carefully. And he shouldn't say anything without dikta gadol. Interesting. See, that's the whole Rambam really in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Rambam says originally he says everybody was responding themselves. But the Anshe Knesset Gdolah, no, they said no, because people, why, people can't talk? Let them talk. The answer is, yeah, talk. Talk's nonsense. So that is lifnei akel. That's not correct. That's denying the Kod Hashem. It's just the opposite. So yeah, Hadas, everything is very precise. You can't just go by what you feel. So therefore, the chinuch derived from the mitzvah of Bikurim, an interesting thing. Where does he derive it from the mitzvah of Bikurim? That a person has to be nizah b'chol devarav lifnei Hashem. Where did he derive that from? Because the pasuk says, "V'anisa v'amarta lifnei Hashem alekach." You should say it. So really, it's v'amarta. It's not a kriya. But the Torah says what to say. So the Torah formulated a text. What should you say? And the Torah gave him the precise words. Put it into his mouth. Arami oved oved vayere mitzrayim oved Hashem. This is what we should say. So it's not the chinuch of saying the kriyas parshas bikurim is not really a kriya like a kriyas haTorah. It's v'anisa v'amarta. So it's v'anisa v'amarta. So why do you have to have, why is it kriyas parshas bikurim? The answer is yes, v'amarta, but you don't know how to say it right. So the Torah created a text, a specific text. It really is amira, but the Torah gave him the text because that's the perfect text that he must use. And he must know, lifnei Hashem, you don't just say anything. But you must be careful with every word. Because otherwise the whole lifnei Hashem is missing. That's what the Chinuch says. Unbelievable. So therefore you see that whenever when a person has to say things before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not a simple matter. And that's why the Anshe Knesset Gdolah formulated the tefillah precisely because of this halacha, because of this idea. Now let's get back to the question. Okay. So the question in the Ramban. So how does the Ramban go from the he says this is a different halal, it's a halal mitzvah. Halal mitzvah, so how can you say in shul there's no mitzvah? Yeah. But the answer is like this. The answer is that really on the Leil HaPesach, that's why the Ramban says it's derived from Kaleil HaSkadosh Chag. What is the Leil HaSkadosh Chag? The Leil HaSkadosh Chag is a special Kedushas HaLaila. It's a special Kedushas HaLaila. Okay, this Kedushas HaLaila is a Kedushas HaLaila of mitzvahs. That's what the Ram. That's why the Ram says that the one Manishtana is not for kids according to the Ram. Manishtana is the Koray says. Manishtana HaLaila Zem Mikol HaLailos. What does it mean? What is the Kedushas HaLaila? Shebachol HaLailos and enunciates the mitzvahs. Because there's a special Kedushas HaLaila of Leil HaPesach. What is that Kedushas HaLaila? It's a Kedushas HaLaila of these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs. Creating a special entity of comprise an entity of Kedusha. Okay. So, and that's the Kaleil HaSkadosh Chag. And that's why the Ramban says, you see, the Ramban says that you say it by Achilas HaPesach, you say the halal. Essentially, you say it by Achilas HaPesach. But really, he says, Shehu Shas HaGura. So if it's Shas HaGura, so what do you need Achilas HaPesach? It's totally in his mind. But the answer is that these mitzvos created his mind. So that's why when you have the Achilas HaPesach, so when is the most appropriate moment to say it? And the moment of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. But really, what is the halal tied to? The halal is tied to the mitzvos, and it's a component of the whole Leil HaSkadosh Chag, of the whole Kedushas HaLaila. The Laila has a separate Kedusha. And that's why the Ramban says, when you say halal in the basic Knesset, so that's a halal on the Kedushas HaLaila. So then he yells. And the Ramban is, because he said a Barabbam. Why does Ramban ask because he said a Barabbam? Because the Ramban wants to say that there is a Mila of Rabbam over here. So you shouldn't think that maybe you should better do it by the Seder when you're doing the mitzvah. Yeah, that's true, that's one. But it's also a little Scottish Chag, and since you're doing it Barabbam, so Barabbam Hadras Melech, so it's a keel in the howl itself. So there's nothing, you're not missing the fact that you're not doing it at the Shasa Mitzvahs. Because these mitzvahs are involved in creating an entity of a Kedusha of the Leil HaPesach. Okay? What is the Kedusha of the Leil HaPesach? The Kedusha of the Leil HaPesach is the Kedusha of the Leil Shemurah. That's the Leil Shemurah. Leil Shemurah Yuhu L'Hashem Lo tzion me eretz Mitzrayim, and then the pasuk continues. Hu halayla azel arishem shimulim lechol bnei Yisrael v'darosim. Chol bnei Yisrael v'darosim. What does it mean? So it's interesting. I thought I was saying a chiddush, but then I found it in the Ramban. He says it openly. It's amazing. Ramban says like this, that on that pasuk, on Leil Shimurim Hu LaRishem, so the Ramban says like this. Yeah. Shmos Yidbeis Membeis. Leil Shimurim Hu LaRishem Otzim Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says, what does it mean Shimurim? So I understand Leil Shimurim Hu LaRishem Otzim Eretz Mitzrayim. That we understand. Okay, that's Shimurim. But what does it mean when it says the end of the pasuk? Shimurim L'chol Bnei Yisrael L'dorosim. What does it mean Shimurim L'chol Bnei Yisrael L'dorosim? Every door we have, every place of the sun, what type of shmir? What kind of shmir is talking about? So the Ramban says, Shimurim L'chol Bnei Yisrael L'dorosim, Sheyishmuroso Lavod Bo Lefano, Uba'achilas HaPesach, Uzechiras HaNisim, V'lotzeis Halel V'hodo L'shmo. Okay, that's what Ramban says. Leil Shimurim. Okay, so the Dorosam, the Leil Shimurim of Dorosam means it's shamor, it's guaranteed as a Leil of Shevach Bahodo of Mitzvos and Halel and Lasapa Beshvach Hashemar. So the Kedusha Salayla, really, the Kedusha, that's the Kedusha of the Leil Shimurim. So, since there's a kedusha of the Leil Shimurim of Lesaper v'Shvachos Shomakom, so it comes out that the mitzvah is v'gadat Tovah v'Nicha. That mitzvah is Lesaper v'Nisman Shlos. Okay, now that mitzvah is v'gadat Tovah v'Nicha is tefitzachas l'shono. A person should say in his own words to explain to his child in his own words Yetzias Mitzrayim. That he has to do. According to his das and the das of the Makabel, and that's something that's original. That he has to do originally. But that mitzvah is one of the mitzvahs that's involved in a greater entity. That's a component that creates a greater entity of Lesaper b'shvachos shemakom Leil Shimurim Ulad Hashem Shimurim Luchol Nesel Barosa. So that's a separate kedusha salayla. That kedusha salayla Lesaper b'shvachos shemakom is something which a person can't just do it the way he thinks. That's like Kriyas Bikurim. That means that this Kedusha demands that the person should be Mesader Shlach HaShemakom. And in being Mesader Shlach HaShemakom, it must be done perfectly. That's what the Rambam says, Seder Asiyas Dvorim, Mitzvah Seyla B'Lel Chamash HaChemish HaSak Kachal. There must be a Seder of Asiyas Dvorim. We said the end of the Gemara, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kilchoso, Kasher Zachinu L'Sader Oso, Kein Niskel Asoso. So there's a kiyum of Sidur. Why is there a kiyum of Seder? If a person will just do everything, but Shalom Allah Seder, but it will fulfill all of it, he's lacking. What is he lacking in? He's lacking in the Kedusha Salayla. The Kedusha Salayla demands that when a person, a Kedusha Salayla of Shlacho Shomokom, Masaper Benisim Eflos, and to be engaged in Kedusha Salayla of Shvachos Shomakom demands, like the Chinuch says, that every word must be exact and precise, you see. And that demands a Kriya. And that's why there is a Koreaga. It's a Koreaga. That's what the Rambam says, Vezel Nusach HaGoda. You see, Nusach HaGoda Shenogu Bo Yisrael Bezman HaGolas Kachi. There must be a Nusach HaGoda. Why do you need a Nusach HaGoda? Because, like the Chinuch says, because every word lifnei akel has to be dictu gadol, precise, exact, everything he does. So everything that he does that night is all a part of the seder. That's why the Ramban says that there's no hefsek. Why is there no hefsek in the Suda? Because the Ramban says it's part of the seder. What do you mean it's part of the seder? But how you saying hallel, and now you're eating. What sheiches that does one thing after? Why is this the greatest hefsek? So it's another, so it's a mitzvah to eat, fine, but I'll eat later. You see, no. Because Ramban is saying that everything over here is organized precisely ala seder. And the kium of Allah Seder, that kium is the greatest kium in the Kedushas HaLaila of the Leil Shemor, the Leil Shemor. So that's why, that's the whole concept. That's the concept of the Manishtan, that's the concept of Agara, and basically, that's the kium HaLaila. So there's a special Kedusha with Neo Kale of Sidur Shvacho Shamachon. It must be very precise. It must be very precise. And that's why you see the Maram of Rittenberg introduced before the Seder, the 14 Kadosh Ochats. Why? This must be exact. This must be precise. You can't just arbitrarily, even if you're a great Chacham, you can't just arbitrarily wait, I'll do this, then I'll do something else. The Seder Hadvarim is the kinyan of being medaktik with Nei HaMakom. The Kedusha Salayla is a special Kedusha which is designated with Saper Mitzvos and Nisim and Aflos and Shvacho Shalmakom. So that's why the Rambam holds is a Korei Hadvarim. Is a Korei Hadvarim. Not an Omer Hadvarim, but a Korei Hadvarim. It must follow a pre-arranged text. You can't start on the night of Pesach to in the kind of mitzvah. You must start before and arrange a whole text and a whole Seder Advance precision in every aspect because it's Shvacho Shomokom and it's improper for a person to engage in Shvacho Shomokom just as things just strike him at the time. So even though it's the greatest intentions, but it's denial of the whole concept. Of being the Sadr Shvacha Shalmakom, that's a man's thought with precision and great care. So that's really the concept of Seder. That's the whole idea. That's the concept of Seder. That's what Ramban is. The Howl and the Shul, it could be Yotza with the Brachas and Howl and Shul, it could be Yotza with the Asiyas Lav, but it's really the same thing. It's two expressions of the same idea of the Kedushas HaLaila. Okay. Why do you say Hallel twice? So the answer is in Hallel, if you only said Hallel by the Seder, so the Hallel would have two kiyum. It would be a Hallel of Shevach Vodor as a component of Lefichach Anachna Hayab Mahodas of Hallel, or Shabayach. So that's a component of the act in the Maise Sipur, and it would be a Hallel on the Kedusha Salaiwa. You see? But on the Kalil Scottish Chag. So if you did it just by the Seder, so you'd have both. But you need the Hallel on the Seder because of that's part of Sipur. The Hallel on the Seder is part of Sipur also. It's too human. There's a Hallel on the Seder which is part of Sipur. You can't say you said Hallel before. You said Hallel in Shul. Now you're saying by the Seder. And you finish with the Sipur form of the Adar. But now you're Chayav Hallel. So the Chi of Hallel comes under two frameworks. It comes under the framework of Kalel Eskadosh Chag, and it comes under the framework of Sipur as a natural conclusion of Sipur. So if you did one with a bracha, the Ramban says you'd be Yotzeba, and it wouldn't be any problem of Hesed. But if you did it in Shul, so you split it up. So he says that's fine. So you have the Yotze and Shul, the Kalel Eskadosh Chag, and now the Hallel of Sipur does need a bracha. Okay?
Yeah, the Grizzlies are you?
Yeah, big problems. There's no bracha. I mean, if you look through the Ramban, it's clear. I mean, powerful argument. It's Ramban. It's very, very difficult. I mean, it's going to many, many machines. But Ramban says it's the best days. The great age. He says, why do you have to hit the bottom of the Shonan and the Siddha? And he answered the Dr. Salon. That was kind of strong. He goes, I'm the same. He's just like, two hours. Now he split it up. On the contrary, that's a right. The right around bonds, and even though they say Aluch and Shul, you still say Aluch on the Seder, because that's a different thing. That's the whole area that we discussed. And the Seder, he sees what's right, and you must be Mitzarev, be a Shemayim Boris. You must say, call myself. That's a different thing. Okay, that's like that. It's like that. Okay.